The next step in the discussion comes in September when the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee holds a hearing on the law. A vocal proponent of the Self-Defense Law Committee Chairman Republican Representative Matt Gaetz says he doesn't feel any changes need to be made because there could be unintended consequences. But he appears amenable to some sort of clarification.
I think that if we'd like to make the law clearer, it might be more beneficial to invest resources in training for law enforcement and prosecutors and maybe even judges on the legislative intent and on how the law can be applied fairly. So we'll be open-minded in that sense.
But Senate Democratic leader Chris Smith says there already have been unintended consequences.
I think when the legislature envisioned and voted on Stand Your Ground, they didn't envision the gang members and the aggressors being able to use this as a safety net to their bad acts. They didn't envision law enforcement being unfamiliar and not knowing whether they can detain someone or arrest someone while they at least investigate. So we try to clear up, you know, it's 8 years later, but some of the things that we've seen that's wrong with Stand Your Ground.
Smith's bill includes provisions making it harder for aggressors to claim Stand Your Ground and allowing law enforcement to fully investigate such claims. That's similar to a bill drawn up by Stand Your Ground author David Simmons. The Altamont Springs Republican, like Smith, has refiled a bill that never got a committee hearing during the 2013 legislative session. Their measures also incorporate some ideas recommended by Governor Rick Scott's Stand Your Ground Task Force, including guidelines for how neighborhood watch programs across the state should operate.
Since they're put together by local law enforcement, we believe that they should have the ability to actually implement certain regulations for anyone who is a member of Neighborhood Watch.
Meanwhile, several Florida lawmakers have been calling for a repeal of the law, including Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams. Still, repeal seems unlikely, and Williams says he's willing to listen to the bills offering fixes to the law.
I am interested in looking at the legislative proposals by Senator Smith and Senator Simmons, but at the end of the day, if I feel as though they don't go far enough, I will still continue to move the repeal of Stand Your Ground forward.
But Simmons says those calling for repeal don't understand the law.
It's just something that, unfortunately, by virtue of a tragedy, has been brought to light, and many people, because they don't agree with the result of the Zimmerman case, have latched upon something. And it's a piece of legislation which makes good sense, other than a few tweaks that I think need to be done. Everyone acknowledges who understands it is necessary in a civilized society.
Simmons says Smith has indicated that he and the rest of the Black Caucus would be willing to co-sponsor his bill. Both have also been in talks with Republican leadership to get their bills heard next year. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.